Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
Yeah, so with the ladies of lunch, myself, Setu and Andy, I think we have about 45 minutes left of the show. But right now, one of my favorite features again on the show during the week, on a Wednesday at this time, we get in one IT guru.
Yes.
Especially on a Wednesday, I'm just like, you know what, I need these tips for my life.
Tian, how you doing?
I'm all, thank you.
You're always welcome.
I'm always lucky. It's been a long week.
Oh yeah,
but we've got some great news. I don't know, it's been a week for tech almost. I don't know. Eagerly still anticipating the Rage Land in Cape Town.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Just to mention that again. I'll just get my gaming
Tian,
right off the start.
Oh my gosh. So apparently there's a new Galaxy coming up.
Okay, yeah. So brand spanking new flagship for the, those big guys. Mm. And it's the S7 naturally. But what's nice about it, if you pre-order that phone right now from Samsung, and you can, Galaxy, I mean, and if you get, you pre-order it now, you can actually get it from most of the big suppliers, like the, you know, contract suppliers,
yeah,
big phone stores. You can pre-order it, and you actually can get a VR virtual reality goggle free of charge.
Oh wow.
Of the same make.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that means you get this new brand spanking S7 with the VR virtual reality goggles free of charge.
Wow, is this a market that they're tapping into? Because you know what, I've never heard like of a cell phone company coming through and saying, you know what, we're going to give you virtual reality goggles.
It's been around for a while, the goggles, but this is the first time a big player like this has done this.
But what is virtual reality? Let's just explain what that is.
Okay, so that not only is that a lot of fun, or you can have great movies, it's all a 3D experience, like the 3D goggles you get. However, this is somewhat more tech savvy.
Yeah.
All right, it's not 3D goggles. You can actually use the power of your phone. They give you these special goggles that it runs off from, and you can have everything, whether it's your phone environment that you're looking at.
Mm.
Imagine viewing Facebook in 3D, you know, for
some
reason.
That's really cool.
Because you do now these days, I don't know if I told you this, but you are getting 3D photos coming out on Facebook as well.
Oh wow.
We can actually see depth as well. So bear that in mind, they're going to change the way we do things.
Oh,
and then you can start watching movies, and you could start watching live television off your phone in 3D.
But the thing is, with the whole new features that every single smartphone has, it's always the issue of data, because data is the gatekeeper when it comes to this.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
data is a problem.
And it's a huge problem.
On that, let's just quickly, what was interesting, month of 2015, December, Opera the browser, they've got millions, I mean millions, like 400, 500 million people using their browser every day. So
that
it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
They ran a sort of a survey and checked it onto most people's phones. And you know when it asks you that question to send back statistics
to
someone? Now, 500 million of these people did that. And they got back some interesting info on what uses your data in the background. So when when you shut your phone off, or you know, lock out the screen, what still uses data? And obviously Facebook, WhatsApp, Google. But interestingly enough, Google and WhatsApp is the highest usage of 3G data bandwidth in the background. Up towards 70% of your data that you leak out. So I would suggest, if you're on a tight budget, switch off that 3G when you don't use a phone. If you're willing to pay. Look, I have to admit also, let's just compare apples with apples.
Yeah.
If it's WhatsApp, it's going to be very small data, very little. It's going to be like megs or kilobytes rather than something like Google Drive that syncs photos or whatever, where it's going to be masses of amounts of data, like megabytes and gigs. Okay. So apples to apples, but beware of that. There's a few nice apps out there. I use one or two of them as well. That's free of charge on the Android store and on the iOS store, for that matter, that you can use, that can actually, when you lock your phone, all it does is it disallows these guys to use your data in the background. But you can say, you can override and say, I want to have WhatsApp used in the background, but nothing else.
I'm surprised that Twitter isn't one of the ones that are listed as the big data users.
You see, Twitter's mostly text based, mostly. So again, the data issues, they are there.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not there, but they're not one of the big three.
Got it.
I was going to ask you, in terms of data usage on the background, I'm surely you can actually have a feature on your phone that does that.
Yes, sure. You've got a built-in feature on Android that actually does that. However, it's very stocky and it's very cumbersome to navigate.
Yeah.
I would rather done on the app, it's easier and it's more granular, so you can do more sort of finicky stuff with it.
Makes sense.
Okay, that note, so if we, you know, there's a lot of people asking about like internet and Aniki that. When it comes to cell phones and that and your Aniki, if you need to get a hold of us, it's 808-9289. That's the IT Hub. That's the student center where you need to go for IT. You can get them at ithub@sun.ac.za if you want to send a mail. Or if you want to get onto Twitter, it's at @ITStanUni.
Yes.
And make sure you log a call there. However, let's talk about the internet on campus, especially the Aniki. There's a lot of people asking whether IT is up the cost of data. No, we haven't. Again, we had a huge discussion about this last year.
Yeah.
But 2 months nonstop, people were asking. And yet again, I'm saying, no, we did not.
Sure.
You must remember that the new OS is like Windows 10, that's got more rich multimedia features. And that also runs in the background. And that pulls down your Aniki, pulls down your data cost. Okay. So on that www.sun.ac.za/user-ADM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where you can go, log on, and you can actually view your activity log for your INET key.
I see.
And go and see which days. It tells you how much data you've used and what the cost is per day.
Yeah, and Tiana, you say they can also call you. Could you say the number for us again?
It's 021-808 and it's 9289.
9289.
So if you give us a call, give us a shout, whatever, make sure, don't stand on the road plane and wave your arms. Someone will see you and we will find you and we will come and help you. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
But make sure you go to that site. It's there, it's especially built for the students to go and do stuff like that. So where you load all your printer quotes and all that.
Yeah,
you can do it on that side as well. So I know you know that, but make sure you're going to have a look at the Aniki.
Perfect.
And then, by all means, if you do have a problem with your Aniki, let us know. Let us investigate it with you to get the source of the problem.
Absolutely.
Please don't keep quiet. We had people last year with a 20,000 rand Aniki. Yeah, that's
no.
Because they did some stupid stuff and they did some silly stuff and they left torrents running on their PC and they came to campus and they were torrenting, which is not really legal.
Yeah.
So they ran up a massive account. So please don't be that person. Let us help you.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't phone
that
guy.
Please don't be that guy.
And lastly,
I'm so excited about this.
I'm actually quite excited as well. Just the thought of it.
Yeah.
So India, there's a company in India. Well, it's a UK-based company, but they're launching it in India as of the 1st of April. And what they're doing is they're building a smartphone for the massive amount of $4. Now, that's roughly about 65 rand.
No.
And listen, I don't use this word often, smartphone. So it's not a normal little 300 rand phone you can buy in Eggers. It's not that. It's a smartphone. It's got a screen. It's got a quad processor, quad core processor, 1.3 quad core
there
processor.
There has to be a cache this year. Yeah. I couldn't really understand it.
So what's the catch?
Explain this to us.
So it's a big screen, it's a 4-inch screen, it's got a gig RAM, it's got 8 gigs of storage inside the phone, so you can load up massive amounts of music on there, some photos, whatever. It's got a 3.3 megapixel camera. It's a smartphone as we would see on the market about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's pretty damn good. So what's the catch? There's no catch. The catch is they were very smart about this. They said, look, let's change our business model. Okay. Instead of making a lot of money per phone, let's make very little money per phone and do volume. It's basic mathematics, right? Okay. So what they've done is they've gone back like 3, 4, 5 years ago and they've bought up all the old technology, the stuff that's not been used, the CPUs that's lying around from all these manufacturers, and said, why don't we produce our own phone? And what we'll do is we'll make a sort of create a smartphone for the upcoming market, the guys that can't afford the 200 rand per month type of phone.
Yeah.
And let's just give them a phone so they can get on the internet and let's punt our business through that.
That is so smart.
That is.
I want to get my hands on this phone.
I'm just thinking of all these people in Africa that can't afford smartphones. Now suddenly we can almost give them away at 65 rand.
That's really cool.
And get these people online, get them Google, get them medical attention, you know, that can get them Facebook if they want to get media in there as well. I'm quite stoked. I think it's a bloody good idea.
Oh my goodness. Tian, thank you so much. You guys are IT at IT Stellan Uni.
At IT Stellan Uni, that's right, yes.
Perfection.
And you can get myself if you want to comment on whatever I said and challenge me. It's Tian_IT. I love a challenge. So
please do. Tian is too much. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We're going to catch you up again in the next 2 weeks.
Yes. Mark's here next week. I'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Perfection.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellan Uni.